أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. Looking at Asma al-Husna, today we will look at the attribute of Al-Aziz, which is the mighty or maybe even the incomparable. And the root word of this attribute is meaning might, power, strength, victory and elevation. It is only Al-Aziz who has all honor. He is never humiliated. Neither imagination nor intellect can conceive him. He can never be harmed. He is always victorious. He is incomparable in terms of importance or usefulness and inaccessibility. Remember, whatever lacks any of these three qualities, importance, usefulness and inaccessibility, cannot be described by the name of the incomparable, the mighty. We can also look at another aspect. Being incomparable, being Al-Aziz, means being rare, precious. He is so rare that he's absolutely unique, so necessary that nothing can exist without him, so inaccessible that it is only he who can know himself. There are so many things in the universe of which it can said that their usefulness is limited and therefore they cannot be called incomparable. There are many things with great importance or abundant usefulness and are incomparable in the world. But if approaching them is not difficult, we cannot call them incomparable. Let's look at the sun. It has no equal. And it's also true of the earth. The usefulness of and the need for each of them is great, to say the least. Yet the fact remains, it cannot be characterized in terms of incomparability since it's easy to observe them. They're not unapproachable. So it's necessary to, if you're going to call anybody Al-Aziz, and a name only fits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these three qualities must be part of that. And maybe the Battle of Badr illustrates the manifestation of Al-Aziz in those who believe in him. And let's look at the Quran, because you know, the human being, when you need to think of an ism of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an attribute, you need to see an example in front of your eyes. However, it's not sufficient, but at least it is a start. So in Surah Al-Imran, ayah 122, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ وَذِلَّةٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. When two parties from amongst you determined that they would show cowardice, and Allah was the guardian of them both, and in Allah should the mu'mineen trust, and Allah did certainly assist you at Badr when you were weak. So be God conscious, so that you may give thanks. And finally, إِذْ تَقُولُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَلَنْ يَقْفِيَكُمْ أَنْ يُمِدَّكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِثَلَاثَةِ عَلَافٍ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُنْزَلِينَ. When you said to the mu'mineen, does it not suffice you that your Rabb should assist you with 3,000 of the angels sent down? The Battle of Badr was those battles of Islam, the first great battle. And when the Prophet heard the news that there was a trade caravan going to Syria from Makkah under the leadership of Abu Sufyan, he sent two men to gather information about it. And it was discovered that it was a large caravan in which all the Makkans had shares. And the Quraysh had decided to put all their savings into it to use the Prophet on arms and horses and other items of war to use against the Muslims. Now the news was disturbing, and the Prophet left Medina with 313 men, 2 horses and 70 camels, to go to Badr, which was a stopping point for the caravans. Remember, the Quraysh had confiscated all the property of the Muslims who had left Makkah for Medina. And so the Prophet decided to reclaim the property that had been taken away from the Muslims. Well, Abu Sufyan feared an attack from the Muslims, and he sent a messenger to Makkah telling them of his fears. So they sent an army of 1,000 men, 100 horses and 700 camels to go to Badr. And meanwhile, Abu Sufyan with his caravan takes a different route back to Makkah, avoiding Badr. Now, when he's back in Makkah, he calls Abu Jahl. He calls him back because he's gone now with his army. But Abu Jahl is too proud and he wants to crush the Muslims. And the two armies meet at Badr on the 17th of Ramadan, 2 after Hijrah. So in the beginning of this battle, as per Arab custom, there is single combat. There is one-to-one. And then there is an en masse attack. And in the thick of this battle, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raises his hands and prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the answer in Suratul Anfal. This is ayah number 9 of Suratul Anfal, where Allah tells him, إِذْ يَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ إِنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِعَلْفٍ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدَفِينَ. When you asked for help from your Rabb, so he answered you and said, I will assist you with 1,000 of the angels following one another in row after row. Now the enemies got frightened, began to retreat, and the battle was won by the Muslims. And that is how Al-Aziz comes to mind. He is always victorious. He will provide victory if you trust in him, if you follow his ways. He's absolutely amazing. You know, there is no strength in the universe that can stand before his will. And we find often in the Quran, Al-Aziz appears in relation to the ayat of punishment. Although his power is victorious, he delays punishment. He doesn't hurry to destroy the one who persists in revolt and sins. He is absolutely amazing because he wishes us to be victorious too in being able to reach our full potential. So if we were to put this name in a nutshell, the moment you hear Al-Aziz, remember, mighty, victorious, incomparable, and one who lives this, who is able to absorb the energy from Al-Aziz, is one whom Allah has rendered safe from all attacks while granting victory over all opposing powers. And if you manifest itself socially, it is one who allows victory to all. In other words, encourages others to reach their full potential too. If a person recites Ya Aziz for 40 days after Salatul Fajr, then he will not be dependent, or she will not be dependent on anyone. And also, not only will they become independent of people, but also be able to provide assistance to others and help them in reaching their full potential. Inshallah, we will continue with Asma al-Husna tomorrow and with the Ism of Al-Jabbar.